Dream big and save big on your next backyard project at Menards. Whether you're shopping for edgers, pavers, or wall blocks, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a beautiful border for your landscape with our Crescent Edgers on sale now through April 12th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
What's up? What's up? What's up? It's your Audible Boo Thang, Amber Smiles Jones, coming at you. And don't you worry, because when I come back, I will have an amazing podcast episode for you. So, that being said, enjoy Novocaine by Frank Ocean, and I will come back with more awesome good stuff for your lovely, sexy ears. I'll talk to y'all in a moment. What's up, Smile Squad? It's your Audible Boo Thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and welcome back to the Professionally Silly Station, where I take my silliness seriously. Man, I am now officially 88% better. That flu, it took me down, and I gave it the old 1-2. But what can I say? I'm one tough mother. Shut my mouth. Have you guys seen the new Anchor platform? I can't decide if I like it or if I hate it. You know, I'm just not a fan of change, you know, and I'm already new to Anchor and I just got used to the old platform and now I gotta get used to this. I don't know. But, you know, maybe that just involves me. It just involves me learning more stuff and trying to figure stuff out. But I also remember hating the new Hulu platform, and now I'm used to it. Still hate it, but I'm used to it and I know how to work it. You know what I mean? And I'm also not a fan of the new Snapchat platform, but you know, I still use it. You know, I want to know what you guys think about the new Anchor platform. What do you like about it? What do you hate about it? I want to know. So call in and share your opinion with the Smile Squad. We all want to know. Happy National Margarita Day. You heard right, today is a sacred day. New Year's, whoo! Halloween, what? But today we are celebrating the happiest day on earth, Margarita Day. Yeah! So if you want to know of some fun places that will be joining us on this joyous occasion, my advice would be to check out Twitter and Instagram for the hashtag National Margarita Day. And anyone who is anyone is enjoying a margarita today. Guess where I'm going. You know I'm getting me a margarita. It doesn't matter where the hell I go. If I go to the gas station for some cash back, them bitches better hand me a margarita along with my change. That's all I gotta say. So put it in your calendars for next year. February 22nd is a sacred day. And here's to you. Welcome back, my fellow ear carriers. It's your girl, Amber Smiles Jones, and we getting all kinds of professionally silly up in here. And yeah, I'm a bit behind on my call-ins because I was sick, but no worries, because we are about to catch up today. I'm going to do what we call an echo on a few of the segments from their station so you can get a little taste. And echoing someone's segment is similar to retweeting someone's tweet. Oh, I just love Anchor, don't you? Oh, I know I do. Anyways, my first call-in is from one of my favorite Anchor homies, Ari from Smoke Break. So make sure you favorite her dope-ass station and tell her Amber from Professionally Silly sent you. So this is what Ari from Smoke Break had to say.
Hey, it's Ari from Smoke Break. You're so sweet. My boyfriend is coming home in like 1 minute, and I'm shy as hell while recording, so I can't record too much more today, but oh boy, will there be some goddamn shouting out tomorrow, let me tell you.
My next call is from the Naked Poetry Station, and believe you me, it is as sexy and amazing as it sounds. And let me tell y'all something, this anchor station is definitely dope, it's creative, and it touches my poetry side. And from what I understand, she writes her own poetry that she recites, and her voice is hella soothing. If she volunteered to read me a bedtime story every night, I definitely would not say no. But because she's here on Anchor, she kind of does already. Anyways, here is Naked Poetry's call-in to my station here on Anchor.
Professionally silly, thank you so much for your echo of what a happenstance. Actually, I have a question. What was it that made you need to echo it? I really would love to know. It always makes me so curious when people echo it. I want to know, you know, what the reason was. And if there was no reason, still tell me, because that's still amazing. And thank you so much for favoriting my station and for everything.
The plan was to echo the poem that she shared on her anchor called Happenstance, What a Happenstance. However, the new anchor platform won't allow me to do that. It's so frustrating. I am not liking this anchor platform, this new one. I want the old one back, and I want it back now. But anyways, she asked me, Naked Poetry, she asked me what made me feel the need to echo that poem. And I called in to her station. And if this new anchor platform will allow me to share that with you, I'll do it right now. What's up, Naked Poetry? It's Amber Smiles Jones coming from Professionally Silly Station. The reason I chose What a Happenstance to echo on my station is because, especially towards the very end, when you're talking about being wanting to, you know, control your brain, you know, the microphone is the only thing that you can control and whatnot. I took that as a metaphor for my life. You know, I spent my entire life trying to make everybody else smile, trying to make everybody else laugh, when a lot of the times it's hard for me to smile myself. Excuse me. I can't control a lot of the things in my life. All I can really control is my content. So I focus on my YouTube channel, my social media platforms, and my podcast here on Anchor. It's the only thing that I feel that I can really control. I forgot that I damn near cried at the end. But that's one thing with me here on Professionally Silly. When you get to know me as a person, you know, I don't tend to hide the emotions that I have. I'm an open book with you guys, because that makes me human. And that's one of the best parts about podcasting and being a social media personality, is that you are able to show the real you, to show that these social media personalities that we all love and look up to so much are human beings as well, with a vast range of emotion. And I echoed that poem because it spoke to me, and I felt like she wrote it just for me. You know, I know what it's like to always be on and always, you know, thinking about others, and I get so busy helping everyone else that there are times that I ignore myself and my needs. And it just spoke to me, you know, wanting to take more control of my own life, but not really quite sure how. And if you've ever felt like that before, call in, let me know. This is a safe space. I want to know what is on your mind too. ¶¶ next call in is from Voice of Reason. She's called in several times to my station, and I appreciate her. She is awesome. On her station, she drops golden nuggets of inspiration upon our ears, and I really dig it. So I hope you guys check out her station. But let's see what Voice of Reason had to say. Oh, we're lucky because she actually blessed us with two call-ins. So let's have a listen, shall we?
Amber Smiles Jones, aka Professionally Silly, I just had to come and give you a shout out and call in, because I'm not sure if you heard the shout out I gave you on my episode. So I had to do it the official way and call in and say you are so dope, and I really do appreciate you. Continue to be you, continue to be professionally silly, and we, your listeners, will continue to chime in. Thank you for being you, Amber Smiles Jones. Once again, this is Voice of Reason coming to show you some love. Have a good one. Bye. What's up, Professionally Silly? So I felt like I needed to give you a call in so I could tell you which segment it was. The shout out that I gave you was on my segment called Power Figuring It Out, and it's towards the end. Also, check out my Midnight Clouds Part 3 and give me your thoughts. All right, hopefully you feel like it's dope, and enjoy. Once again, this is Voice of Reason. Have a great one. Bye.
My plan was to echo that segment that she was telling us about, Power Figuring It Out. I wanted to share that with you guys, but because, once again, this new Anchor platform, I am not allowed to echo it, and I don't know why, and I really want Anchor to fix that. I want to be able to echo any type of segment or episode. I don't care how old it is. If it's dope and I actually search for it, I should be able to share it with my listeners. So Anchor, get off your ass. Figure this shit out. But I got to tell you, I'm feeling all inspired by her voice message that she left me, by her call-in. And I want to say thank you for the shout-out and for sharing that awesome segment with the Smile Squad here on Anchor. You may need to go to her station to listen to that particular segment that she was talking about. So just go check that out there. I love your vibe, and I love your Voice of Reason. Boom! Yeah, right? Don't you just love it when you hear the title of the movie, or, you know, in the actual movie, or the title of the podcast in my podcast? Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Y'all know I'm strange and weird like that. But I keeps it professionally silly. My next call-in is all the way from Australia, and I freaking love his accent. He heard a little segment here on my station, Professionally Silly, on this Mexican restaurant on Melrose here in Los Angeles, California, called El Zarape. And I was talking about how they had $3 margaritas on Monday and $1.50 tacos on Tuesdays, $3 tequila shots on Thursdays. And, you know, today is National Margarita Day, and it's Thursday. I don't know what the hell's going on over there, but you best believe I'm going to go check out El Zarape and see what I can get done with this tequila, okay? Yes. Anyway, he was saying how he wished there were more Mexican restaurants in Australia. So let's go ahead and see what he had to say.
Hey Emma, this is the social media guy. Dude, I am jealous as hearing about that Mexican place. I'm from Australia, and there was like nothing here about 7 years ago. There's no Mexican restaurants. And I remember I went to America around the same time, and man, you guys are loaded with that stuff, and it was so sweet. It's sexy. I love it. And but in the last 7 years, it has blown up big time here, but it still pales in comparison to the good US of A. So one day I can't wait to go back and smash some burritos over there. Anyway, thanks. Appreciate you, everything you're doing. Take it easy. Peace.
Hi, professionally silly. I'm unprofessionally silly. Fudge Willy. Bye.
Well, he certainly kept it short and sweet and clear, Big Willy style. His station is a lot of fun, so make sure you guys check out Fudge Willy station as well. My next call-in totally took me off guard. I heard his voice and thought, maybe I was listening to what I feel like a ransom note would sound like. Anyways, listen to this, guys.
Chuckles here on your dial, looking for professionally silly. I do a lot of shows. I walk around, you know, with the funny red nose on, the clown suit, the paint, and of course, those silly animal balloons. But I've never seen you professionally silly. Would you like to get together and do a show for the kiddies? Come on through to the Spidey Heck voiceover radio station and give us a holler. We'll make you laugh. We'll make them all laugh. Professionally silly.
Yo, thanks for calling in, Chuckles. And I definitely want to do a show with you, man. I think that we would have a blast. But promise me that you aren't an evil villain first, and then we can have some fun. I want to thank everyone who called in, and I want to thank my listeners for listening. And I feel free to call in yourself as well. Make sure you check out the stations that we listen to and the call-ins that you heard, because Anchor is full of awesome podcasters like myself, some who've been doing this for a long time, and some new ones like myself. So go show them some silly love. And if you haven't checked out my past podcast episodes, fear not, because they're available here on Anchor, as well as iTunes podcasts. I don't know why I felt like I had to be British just then, but, you know, I just do what I feel. So just search for Professionally Silly here on Anchor or on the iTunes podcast, and I will pop right on up. Let's get professionally silly together. Once again, I'm Amber Smiles Jones, and I'll see you guys soon. Don't forget to click that favorite button to be notified when I post my next episode. Oh, and if you're a fan of YouTube, guess what? I have a YouTube channel as well, and it is called, I wonder what? Ooh, surprise, Professionally Silly. So make sure you go ahead and check out my YouTube channel and click that subscribe button. And if you would like to stalk me in other social medias, just look me up, Amber Smiles Jones. I should be there somewhere. I've got an Instagram, I've got a Snapchat, a Twitter, a Periscope, and much more. And that being said, I guess this is the last thing you'll hear from me. Well, at least until my next podcast. Take care, ear carriers, and take care of those ears, because I'm going to need them for next time.